This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Even if there's one doubter that falls along with the Lank mentality, that's what we get to do, is let any of the naysayers, know what we're capable of. And that's, again, that's a tribute to what people see in Georgia, how high level of a football team that they have. And to their credit, that's exactly what they are. For us, it's just a matter of doing what we can do and, making sure that we present the best version of what we can be on Saturday, again, through great preparation, great focus, making sure that, we're feeling great about what we have, because we do.
I bet there's a lot of people that don't know who that is.
I do.
Unrecognizable, right?
I mean,
At this point. That's Kalen DeBoer. He's the head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide, with an opportunity to become much more recognizable with a win on Saturday night if they beat Georgia. But yeah, I mean, a lot of times college football coaches, like Kirby's voice.
Yeah, elite.
When you hear it, elite. Saban's
Backs,
is so specific.
Wide out.
Dabo's got that very, Spurrier all those years. Even Lane Kiffin's got that very dry, everything he says is just dripping with sarcasm.
Is him and Hugh Freeze, they beefing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just making
Apparently,
sure.
Hugh Freeze said something the other day about the way that they have their collective set up. And it's good. And Lane was like, yeah, well, he'll probably try to steal our main guy. Like, he tried to steal all our players.
Wow.
Yeah. Hugh's angling hard at trying to get more money from those boosters.
I ain't mad at him, dog.
Sure. Yeah, but I'm not mad about that.
But he's a, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's other stuff he's done other that stuff. Maybe isn't great.
But no, I think Kalen DeBoer, I think he's a hell of a ball coach. And I do think that he's going to win the championship at Alabama. That's how highly I think of him and where that program is. But, yeah, I mean, he is this is going to be – I mean, you can't say it's the biggest game he's ever coaching, because he's coaching the damn national championship.
I know. Someone's going to say it, though.
Like, yeah, he's just coaching the damn
Someone's
national –
Someone's going to say it, and I'm not going to let him get
away he's just coaching the national championship game. I mean,
yeah, but this is an SEC game.
Yeah, oh, it's like, but then that's okay. Where we're going to go with. Okay. But this is a big time – this is his first test at Alabama.
It's his first SEC game.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Yeah, it sure is. And
welcome to the conference.
Yeah, your first game you got Georgia. Yeah, but it's funny because you asked me a question. I think we in a break, and it was, and I don't know how to answer. It's like, because Georgia is favored by 2. If Nick was there, would they be favored? And I said no.
I think Alabama would be favored by 1.
I think Alabama would probably be favored by 1.
I think Saban's a 3-point difference.
Yeah.
Based on absolutely nothing, I just think that's what it would be.
Yeah, but it's gonna be fun. The atmosphere is gonna be electric. We know game day is gonna be there. It's gonna be a love fest all over Nick, which it should be.
But it will get a little gratuitous. For Georgia fans.
The love fest on Nick, which it should be, and everything, and then the game will be kicked off, and it'll be decided between the lines.
Is it already called Saban Field, or are they doing? Yes. They've already done that. Yes. Okay, because maybe they would dedicate that. Yeah. Saturday night or something like that.
I mean, it's gonna be crazy down there, Tuscaloosa, man. And I mean, we know they don't lose a lot. They don't lose a lot there.
Nope.
They do not lose a lot in that building. I know they lost Texas last year. This game, and of course tomorrow we give keys and everything to the game tomorrow. But this game is just two high level programs going at it, man. And this is a regular season game. Because, like you said earlier, most of the time when these two teams are playing, it's always for a trophy.
Yeah.
It's always for a trophy.
It has been. Five out of the last six times they've played, it's been either in the SEC championship or the national.
And it's been one team that's had more wins.
Yeah. Is it? Alabama's gotten the better of Georgia. Obviously, Georgia lost the SEC championship game that year and then beat them in the national championship rematch that year for Kirby's first championship. Backed it up by winning the next national championship as well. And then a whole bunch of games after that until facing Alabama in the SEC championship game last year. So they always play big games. And this isn't that, but it's still a really big game.
Yes, it is.
Obviously. Answer me this, because you played at Georgia, obviously. You've lived here for a long time and are more familiar with the rivalries and these things. Like, why isn't this more like that? Like, why isn't this more Georgia-Alabama? It seems like over the last 15 years or so.
I think we're still catching up.
More.
That's my opinion about Georgia.
But, why Auburn?
Huh?
Like Auburn's closer?
I don't, dude. Now you want to get in all that stuff? Hell, I don't know.
Okay,
you know, I watched the whole thing. I told you the Saturdays Down South thing they made on SEC Network, the 10 episodes of how the SEC was formed.
Yeah.
I watched that three times, and I still don't know why Auburn is. I mean, is it because Vince Dooley left there, came here?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
Because it kind of feels like it could be any of those schools.
But yeah, but it was one of the first games ever.
That makes sense, Dooley.
Yeah, it was one of the first games ever. I know I'm gonna get the team wrong. Because they played over here in Piedmont Park. Georgia played over here in Piedmont Park because I heard Coach Dooley talk about that. Mm-hmm. They played over here. I don't know who they played, but we had a goat.
Sewanee.
We had a goat mascot.
I don't know.
It was a goat mascot, and somebody lost, so they couldn't the goat or something like that.
Okay.
But, I don't know why these I don't know why these rivalries are where they are.
Right.
Why Auburn?
But a lot of them are easy to explain. Georgia Tech.
Because we've been east all this time with them.
That's probably why.
I'm just saying, no, they're
in
the west.
But
Auburn's in the west
too. Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. I don't know why it's not. Because we always get beat down. You remember that rain? You remember that rainy day? When Georgia came in there with all that damn black and Travis Henry in that rain up there and Travis Henry in Alabama ran through their face. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to eventually, they had the most important win in 40 years. The only time he has beaten Alabama, which is great. I'll take that one over five.
The one is great.
Yeah, the one is great.
Well, the one in 17 would have been fine also because that also would have been a championship.
But we got this one.
Yeah.
And I'll take this one. Sure. But, yeah, I don't know why. And you can ask different people that give you different reasons. I don't look at it as a rivalry. But I look at it as for Georgia is – the closest thing to trying to catch Bama right now. I still think Bama because of all the sustained success.
Totally.
I mean,
it lasted longer.
It lasted longer.
What Georgia's done is incredible and might very well be turning into that. Or maybe it'll surpass it.
It could be.
But yeah, what Bama did lasted longer. And it's, to me, feels like it's turning into that because of what the last decade or so have been. I mean, Kalen DeBoer hopes that it can become a rivalry. That means he keeps it there and these teams keep going back and forth. But yeah, I mean, what a treat that's going to be on Saturday night.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun.
7:30. Like Randy said, we'll do more keys to the game, X's and O's type stuff tomorrow regarding that football game. Obviously, Falcons Saints as well. Just a huge football weekend.